This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver has a new city council. Members were sworn in on Monday, and the council now has a 9-woman supermajority. The new body ties 2003's council for the largest number of women to serve. City council also has the largest ever group of Hispanic women with 6 council members. Daryl Watson and Chantel Lewis are the council's first out black members of the LGBTQ community. A man is in police custody after authorities say he took items from a Grand Junction museum early Sunday morning. Police say a man fled on foot after they responded to a burglary alarm around 4 a.m. Sunday at the Museum of Western Colorado. Officers say the suspect, 28-year-old Jeremy Anderson, dropped several unidentified items on the ground as he ran. He is charged with burglary and theft. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down last month. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The latest data show reports decreased about 79% when compared to May. The program received 547 reports last month. Most were related to suicide threats, drugs, and child abuse. June reports included a person reporting that their friend had gone days without answering their phone. They worried about their friend's health and safety. Local teams conducted a welfare check, spoke with the student, and involved the Department of Human Services. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A rare tropical bird has popped up at the Rama State Wildlife Area in El Paso County. The limpkin is a crane with a long windpipe, and it's known for its screams. That audio's from the Cornell Ornithology Lab. The limpkin is far from its natural habitat in Florida, but state biologists say the wildlife area has gotten so much rain in recent months, it's basically a swamp. Limpkins are not migratory, but individual birds are known to take solo trips far from their home habitats. Across the state, it's going to be another hot day. Denver and Boulder, highs in the 90s. This is CPR News.